will take a little while longer than first predicted for repairs to be finished on the gasoline pipeline that supplies the Atlanta area. In an update on its website, Alpharetta-based Colonial Pipeline says it now expects repairs to be completed Sunday afternoon. The pipeline's been shut down since a deadly explosion in Alabama earlier this week. So far, though, drivers in Metro Atlanta, for the most part, are not racing to gas stations to fill up. We get more from WABE's Tasneem Shama.
This is the second time this fall that Alpharetta-based Colonial Pipeline's main line to Atlanta and much of the southeast has been closed for several days. Atanya Williams of Duluth remembers the gas shortage in September when the same pipeline had a leak. So she's filling up her tank now at a gas station in Midtown.
It was 202 last time I came out, Tuesday night, and then yesterday it was like 229, and I was like, wow, 269.
Governor Nathan Deal urged Georgians not to try to stock up like Williams. He said it could reduce the supply and cause prices to jump faster. But Williams is an Uber driver. Her income can fluctuate with the rise and fall of gas prices.
Hopefully I'll be finished by 3, I ain't gotta worry about no more gas.
Professor Sandra Perquet teaches marketing at Kennesaw State University. She says most people aren't in panic mode yet, but it's against our nature to sit still.
We are so driven by this sense of survival at a subconscious level that we are making decisions based on that.
She says companies can help by urging its employees to work from home for a few days to conserve the supply. Governor Deal has issued an executive order allowing truckers to work longer hours in order to haul gasoline. Democrats in Congress are calling for an investigation of Colonial Pipeline. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.